All right, welcome back to the Artist Connection Podcast. This is Matt Kesar here with today's special guest, musician Cliff Hillis. Welcome, sir.
Hey. Hey, thanks. Great to be with you.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you again. I met you back in October of last year when you opened up for Smash Palace in New Jersey, and did double duty that night, really, because then you shared the stage with Smash Palace as a member of the band right after.
Yes, indeed. That was a fun night, for sure.
Yeah, it sure was. How is that being the opening act? I always envy people that do that. You know, you get your own stuff out there first, and then you're part of the headliner after. Do you like that?
Yeah, no, I love it because I do a lot of solo acoustic gigs, and then I do band gigs, and but the band gigs aren't as often because I have a sort of a rotating lineup, and it's sort of a core, but I'm sort of grabbing friends of mine from other bands and stuff. So any chance that I'm involved in various different bands / projects / whatever, so whenever I have a chance to kind of, you know, do my thing and throw it in the midst, I always love that opportunity, and it's an honor to be playing with Smash Palace. So, you know, I think that we complement each other very well, so it makes for a fun night. We've actually booked a handful of shows doing that same thing, so it's always a pleasure and an honor.
Oh, I love it, and I'm going to be there front and center this Saturday, tomorrow, down at World Cafe Live in Philly. I'm looking forward to that because you're right. It is such a nice mix. You bring, of course, your own solo material, and then it just kind of segues into the band, and you can see how tight you guys are. And I follow you on Facebook, so I see that you do play a lot of these different gigs in these different formations of these same guys as you go around, and it's cool how you all fit together so well.
Yeah, thanks. It's sort of a little, you know, one big happy family, as it were.
How did you guys meet? I mean, how did that all come together? I know you've all been in the same scene, but when did you decide that this might be good, that we can work together?
I knew of Steve and was a fan of the band for a very long time.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. And it wasn't really until we started doing In the Pocket gigs together, Dave Osicknitz In the Pocket.
Oh, yeah.
Steve kind of was kind of doing some lineup thing and rearranging and asked if I'd want to do some gigs. I'm like, sure. And kind of worked really well. But yeah, we got to know each other doing that, and then we did a version of Todd Rundgren's I Saw the Light, and Steve was on that one, and it's just, I'm such a fan of his playing, and so I was honored when he asked me to do some shows.
Well, speaking of being honored, today is a very special day in your career, and I'm honored that you're on this show to talk about it and promote it, because today is the day that the Love Not War EP was released.
Yes, available digitally everywhere.
Nice. Yeah, and tomorrow is the official record release party for it?
Yeah, tomorrow will be World Cafe Live in Philly upstairs, and I will have CDs available at shows. And I think I'm arranging, because it's kind of, I have a sort of a very loose arrangement with an indie label called Tallboy Records. My friend Anna Borg runs that, and I believe she'll be selling physical copies of CDs. And definitely, I have a 45 coming out in April of the song Love Not War and The Buddha's Belly, and that will be available. Those will both be available on Tallboy Records.
Nice.
Today is officially the iTunes and whatever your preferred method of digital download service, and Spotify and all that.
That's so exciting. How long did the album, the EP, take to come together for you? I know I heard a couple songs back in October, but how long have you had these songs floating around?
Yeah, most of these songs were written sort of in the past. Well, I guess it's been, I started kind of working on stuff just after I put the last EP, whatever you want to call it, out, Song Machine.
Yeah, I love it.
There's a song or two that had been written that didn't make it on there. But then basically over the last year, I was hoping to actually kind of had a writing spurt over the past year and wanted to try to knock this out and just get it out by this past fall, but it didn't work out. But it worked out probably inadvertently better, because I put the song Love Not War out in the fall and got a little bit of bite with it with XPN, giving it some spins, and Sirius XM's The Loft, and
nice.
Just, you know, getting people to hear it. And so then that was sort of an advance release to the EP, which I'm very psyched for people to hear.
Well, I love it. And that's what we started today's show off with, Love Not War, the title track.
Yeah.
And you have a video on the homepage of your website, cliffhillis.com.
Yeah. Yeah, my friend Scott Sachs, who's a fine singer-songwriter, we've written a number of songs together, but he's become videographer as well, so he, that was sort of his, Scott Sachs vision for the song. He's talking to me into, I remember